They were delightful boys, and with the exception of the worthy minister, the only true Republicans of the family. As Canterville Chase is 7 miles from Ascot, the nearest railway station, Mr. Otis had telegraphed for a wagonette to meet them, and they started on their drive in high spirits. It was a lovely July evening, and the air was delicate with the scent of the pine woods. Now and then they heard a wood pigeon brooding over its own sweet voice, or saw, deep in the rustling fern, the burnishing breast of the pheasant. Little squirrels peered at them from the beech trees as they went by, and the rabbits scuttered away through the brushwood and over the mossy knolls, and their white tails in the air. As they entered the avenue of Canterville Chase, however, the sky became suddenly overcast with clouds. A curious stillness seemed to hold the atmosphere. A great flight of rooks passed silently over their heads, and before they reached the house, some big drops of rain had fallen. Standing on the steps to receive them was an old woman, neatly dressed in black silk with a white cap and apron. This was Mrs. Umney, the housekeeper whom Mrs. Otis, at Lady Carnival's earnest request, had consented to keep in her former position. She made each of them a low curtsy as they alighted, and said in a quaint old-fashioned manner, "I bid you welcome to Canterville Chase." Following her, they passed through the fine Tudor hall into the library, a low, long room paneled in black oak at the